Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Seita, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu she'ein an chayzer. In the previous Mishnah, we were given a list of all those that are ready to go to battle, but then they're told, no, go home. But these are the ones who have to stay and fight. Ha'boina beis shar, someone built a gatehouse. That's a little house before the gate of the courtyard. Usually the watchman of the courtyard stays there. He sits over there. Or he builds achsadra. That's like a front kind of a porch. Marpeset, that's like a balcony on the second floor. You see it sometimes still in some old bungalow colonies or like motels. There are no steps inside. The steps are outside. And along the second floor, there's a long porch. And from that porch, you go into the apartments on the second floor or apartment on the second floor. No one lives in these things. So even though he built it and didn't get a chance to use it, that's not a reason to come back from the war. The Pasuk says, Asher bona bayis. It has to be a place where you live. This is a place where you go through. We said in the previous Mishnah, a beis ha-teven, a beis ha-bakar, like a barn. For that he does go back. That's because technically it's possible to live there. We just don't use it for that purpose. But you could live there. But in a beis shar chsadru umar feseb, you can't live there even if you wanted to. Vayter zakt the Mishnah. Hanotei, one who planted arba ilonei michael, only 4 fruit trees. We said before there has to be 5. Or v'chamisha ilonei srak. Or even if he did plant 5 trees, but 5 trees that don't bear any fruit. They could be cedar trees. Or shikamim, says the Batinur. Sycamore trees, if I'm pronouncing it right. But they don't bear fruit. Now the Torah says you go back if you planted a keren and you didn't use it yet. And we said in the previous Mishnah, 5 fruit trees is called a keren. But you have to have 5 fruit trees, similar to a keren. So less than 5 fruit trees, or even more than 5 ilonei srak, they don't fall into the category of a keren, and you don't go back from the war. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, ha-machazir es girusha soi. Someone gets married, but he's taking back a woman that he divorced, which you can do if you're not a kain. So he divorced his wife, now he's mekadosh her again. The Torah says, Beferish, ki yikach ish, isha chadosha, a new wife. And this isn't a new wife. It's a new marriage, but it's not a new wife. Vayter zakta mishnah almana l'kayin gadol. Let's say we have a widow married to a kayin gadol. In other words, she's an almana, and the kayin gadol was mekadosher. Or grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyed. This woman is divorced. Or she's a chalutza, and a kayin is mekadosher. Or mamzeres, a nesina l'Yisrael. We have a mamzeres or a nesina, and a Yisrael is mekadoshim. Or the other way around, bas Yisrael a mamzer or a nasin. A bas Yisrael that became a kadoshes to a mamzer or a nasin. A mamzer or a mamzeres is someone born out of a forbidden marriage that was at least a chayve krisis. Type of marriage would be chayv karis for. A Nasin or a Nasina would be children of the Gevinim. The Gevinim were Canaanim that lied to Yeshua. They said they came from a distant country. They were really Canaanim locals that first went to war against Klali. So when they saw they were losing, they tried to hide as if they came from a faraway place. Yeshua had already sworn to them that he was going to take them in when he found out the truth. So he didn't want to violate the Shvua. Shouldn't be a Chil Hashem, even though really Yeshua wasn't Chal. But either way, these are all marriages that Loya Yechayzer, the husband doesn't come home. Because his wife is Aser to him. And that's learned from the Pasuk. Anyone that was Eras Isha, V'loy Lekacha. We learn from here, it has to be someone that she's fit to be taken. Under normal circumstances, he could take her. But he wasn't Ma'aris in Isha, he wasn't Mekadesh in Isha, that's Aser to him. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afabayna Bayis al Mechaynai. Let's say someone takes down his house, and he rebuilds it on the same place. And he never got to live in his new house that he rebuilt on the place where he took apart his first house. He doesn't go back. He still goes to war. Rabbi Eliezer says, Af habayne beis levenim, also someone who builds a house of bricks. Ba sharayin in sharayin, loy ha-yechayzer. This place, sharayin, didn't produce good bricks. They would make bricks out of the earth, and they weren't good. They didn't last. As a matter of fact, they would have to redo it twice every 7 years. So what the Mishnah means is if he used the bricks from Sharon, this isn't called a house. Like you built a house that was there to stay. Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama says, look, Lamaisa right now he can live there, even though it's not such a strong house. It's royal Adira, and for that he does come back from the war. So chazing over our Mishnah. These people may want to go home, but no, they're told to stay put. You're going to war. I built a house. No, you didn't. You built a gatehouse or a porch in front of your house. Or the marfeset that's used to go up to the second floor, like a gallery. You've seen like in the country, there's a long porch that runs along the upper story of the house. You go up the stairs, there's a long porch that runs across all the houses. Like the motels or hotels have it. Some bungalow colonies still have houses like that in the main house. Nobody lives there. If someone plants four as opposed to five fruit trees, or even five, but ilone srak, trees don't produce fruit. Or, yes, he was mekadesh and isha, but it was a woman he was once married to. He divorced her and he's taking her back, which you said you can do if you're not a kayan. There are marriages where the kiddushin is chal, but they're forbidden marriages. An almana to a kayan gadol, grusha v'chalutza to a kayan hedyet, mamzeris and a sinil yisrael, or shizi yisrael and a mamzer and a nosin is mekadesh, in all these cases, you don't go back. Yehuda says even if you build a house on the very same area that you demolished the house, you don't go back. Rabbi Eliezer says, if he builds with shvacha bricks, like Beis Levonim b'Sharon, that has to be replaced twice every 7 years, he doesn't go back. This isn't the house, says Rabbi Eliezer, that the Torah was referring to.